visiting with Pleasantville Girls wrestling coach Michael Koenig to kind of recap the last couple weeks of their season. Coach, you know, you guys have had a busy week this week. You're competing this weekend. Can you kind of walk me through how you feel, you know, some of your early meets have gone so far?
Yeah, for us, you know, we're out dueling teams, and we don't quite have a dual team, but we're working at getting better. You know, next year we have a bunch of girls coming up from junior high, so that'll help us quite a bit. But you know, we're lucky to have a good group of coaches in the area that are willing to duel with us just to give us that look and feel. You know, we've seen some good things. You know, last night we started off a little rough against Southeast Polk, but we had a good pep talk in between, and then we kind of picked it up after that and wrestled pretty well the rest of the night. So. You know, we are continuing to get better every week. And as I told the girls, you know, we're not about winning state championships right now. We've got to continue to get better throughout the season and peak when we get to regionals toward the end of the year.
You know, does that, because of the limited number of your roster, does that give you guys a little bit of a different approach maybe of how you go into meets knowing, you know, hey, we're not going to come in here and blow a team out of a meet, but we're just going to try to improve and get better?
Yeah, so we're looking for matches, right? You know, when last night when we wrestled in that dual tournament we were in, we worked with the other coaches to come up with as many matches as we could, moving some girls around, just getting some opportunities to be able to wrestle both varsity and JV. So we're very lucky. You know, and in a lot of cases, we're wrestling teams that aren't necessarily out to win dual tournaments. They're out to just get girls matches and get better earlier in the year, so later on they can be more competitive.
Now, how do you feel that your two, you know, returners and Maggie and Addie have been able to compete this year? Do you notice improvement from last season and, you know, kind of a little bit of a, I guess, advancement of their skill level?
Yeah, advancement of their skill level for sure. We're working on the confidence aspect, right? Early in the year, you know, they've got to figure out or know that they're capable of doing just as much as the other girl, and they've got to be fighting for that win. So. Like I said, last night started out a little rough, but after we had that talk, really came out firing on the next three duels that we wrestled. So, you know, it's just finding that right balance between confidence and attitude and just, you know, going out and giving it our best.
You know, is it encouraging for you in a way, though, that, you know, you guys as a program are kind of playing the long game a little bit? You know that you got some good development in your younger wrestlers that are coming up, and you know that there is a bright future for this program, but you're kind of just, you know, weathering what you have right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew when we started we had some options to co-op. We knew when we started that it was going to be a little bit slow to start. Recruiting is a little bit more interesting. I'm not a teacher, so I'm not in the school every day. So don't quite see the girls all the time, but they do a great job talking between each other. That junior high class is the 7th and 8th grade class, a lot of good conversation. So, you know, we are playing the long game. We decided to commit to building our own team in Pleasantville so we could eventually have a team in the future that can be competitive as our boys. So, yeah, that's really what it's about. You got to commit to the process, and I think we're seeing more schools do that. They're deciding it's best to have their own home program. But we're still quite a ways off yet from seeing the full success of our opportunity and program.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, too. You know, what do you feel as coach of this program is the biggest advantage of, you know, not co-oping with another school, but really just kind of going out on your own, whether that, you know, may not see immediate success in terms of a team, but having your own program?
Yeah, co-oping is an interesting dynamic because you're pulling schools together. There's nothing wrong with that, but one, you'll see a lot of these schools that are co-ops automatically were bumped to the class 2A or the upper class this year. So that might change in the future as schools decide, hey, we want a little bit different opportunity in a lower class. The other thing is just looking at, you know, these really big kind of mega teams. There's a lot of girls that will crack the lineup because they have so many, you know, they might have 50 girls out, where if they started their own program, they could have, you know, 12, 15, 20 girls in their own program and eventually, you know, have a good dual team, give girls as many opportunities as possible to go compete for a state bid and go compete at that level. So it'll be interesting to see kind of where it goes, but that's why I believe we made the right choice. We're giving our girls in Pleasantville the best opportunity to see their success.
Yeah, and when you guys compete at weekend tournaments like you have in the past and you're going to this weekend at Newton, you know, does that give your team a little bit of a glimpse and a taste of some really good competition that's there?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see some good schools. Newton's got a great program going. Carlisle, there's a bunch of other ones, but those are a couple I think of. You know, you're starting to see the level of competition raise each year since it's been sanctioned. Nothing against the pre-sanctioned stuff, but when you've got to compete for that spot, qualify through regionals to go to state, it's just going to be elevated naturally because we're all competitive people, and we want to get there. And we, you know, when you have that automatic bid or get, you know, you get in, it just doesn't have quite that feel. So it continues to get elevated every year. The lineups are harder every year to crack. So it's fun to see the changes in just two, now working on our third year of sanctioned wrestling.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck to your team as, you know, you go throughout this next couple weeks until we talk again.
Yeah, thank you.